Today on Path of Grace.
Paul says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Oh my goodness. There are a couple of big truths in those verses that are so often neglected or denied. First of all is verse 4. As it speaks about God, it tells us that he will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Hello there, my friend. This is James Flanders. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your busy schedule to be with me today. We're going to start off with a very important question. Are you ready? Here goes. Does God always accomplish his will? Think about it for a minute. Does God always accomplish his will? Another way to put it might be like this. Is there anyone or anything that can stop God from accomplishing his ultimate will? Now, rather than speculating about it, let me share a couple of passages of Scripture that give us the answer. There are a bunch of passages that we could look at, but the two that we are going to look at should pretty much make the point for us. First is Isaiah chapter 46, verses 9 through 11. Here's how it reads in the New King James. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning. He doesn't say just predicting the end from the beginning. He says declaring the end from the beginning. And from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Calling a bird of prey from the east, the man who executes my counsel from a far country, indeed I have spoken it, I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. Well, I've spoken it. I'm going to bring it to pass. Here we have God speaking through Isaiah saying, I declare the end from the beginning. My counsel shall stand. I do all my pleasure. I even send birds from one direction to another. I send people from one country to another for my purposes. I speak something and I bring whatever I speak to pass. I purpose something and I do it. Sounds to me kind of like God is saying, what God wants, God gets. If it is the will of God, it will be done. Here's another passage. Psalm 33, verses 10 and 11. The Lord brings the counsel of nations to nothing and makes the plans of the people of no effect. And listen to this. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Did you hear that? His counsel stands. His plans stand to all generations. So again, sounds like what God wills, God will accomplish. What he plans will be done. And here's the thing. I think every person who calls himself or herself a Christian would agree that God is God and God accomplishes his will. If he didn't, if anything in creation could thwart his will, well, that wouldn't really put God in the position of being the all-powerful ruler of the universe, would it? Okay. Now, with all that being said, as we continue today with what we've been doing for the past week or so, looking at some mind-boggling verses that paint a picture of Christ truly being the successful and victorious Savior, we're going to look at a couple of verses in Paul's first letter to Timothy. This is from chapter 2, starting in verse 1. Here's how it reads in the KJV. Paul says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Oh my goodness. There are a couple of big truths in those verses that are so often neglected or denied. First of all is verse 4. As it speaks about God, it tells us that he will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Hold on, what? It's God's will that how many be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth? All men. Well, can that be? Oh, wait, hold on. I know what the problem is. The word will shouldn't be there. That's probably why so many English translations have changed it from will to desire or wish. God desires or wishes that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But it can't be what he wills because we know that all people won't. Let me ask you something. If God desires something, even if God wished it, couldn't you call it his will that it would happen? And let me ask you something else. What if the Greek word translated as wills in this verse in the King James Version actually means wills? Well, let's take a look at it. It's the word thelo. And according to Strong's, here are the various ways that it has been translated in the King James Bible. First of all, number one, to will, have in mind, intend, to be resolved or determined, to purpose. And then it has been translated as to desire or to wish, and even as to love, to like to do a thing, be fond of doing, to take delight in, have pleasure. Didn't we read a passage from Isaiah a few minutes ago where God said, whatever I purpose, I will do? Yep. And here we find this word being translated in other places as purpose and also as to will, to have in mind, to intend, to delight in, to take pleasure in. Wow, this is amazing stuff. Here we find this word translated as wills in the King James Version and as desire in some other translations, meaning to will, to intend, to have in mind, to resolve, to purpose, to take delight in. Hold on. God takes delight in willing that all would be saved and that all would come to the knowledge of the truth? And we just determined a couple minutes ago that God accomplishes his will? What God purposes, God does? But James, that doesn't line up with the statement of faith from my place of worship. Well, my friend, all I can say about that statement of faith is, maybe they need to readjust it. And on another note, if God accomplishes his will, and his will is that all be saved and all come to the knowledge of the truth, we've got to ask, well, when will God's will be accomplished? Well, what if it has something to do with that point in time where Paul tells us that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father? And what if it has something to do with that passage that says something like, whoever confesses with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord will be saved? Whoever confesses will be saved. And Paul tells us that everyone is ultimately going to confess? Again, I've got to say, Let me read once more 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 4 through 6. I'm going to read it very slowly, so listen carefully. Speaking of God, it says, who will have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth? For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Who did Christ give himself as a ransom for? All. And if he gave himself as the ransom, the total price for redemption, if it's been paid by him with his blood upon the cross, what's left to be paid? Nothing. And Paul tells us he gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. We'll see the testimony played out in everyone in due time. Could that due time have something to do with the end of the ages, the end of the eons, which we talked about not all that long ago? By the way, if you haven't listened to the previous several studies, please give them a listen when you get a chance. I almost forgot to mention that Young's Literal Translation and the Concordant Literal New Testament both use the word wills in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. Here's verses 3 and 4 from Young's. For this is right and acceptable before God our Savior, who doth will all men to be saved and to come to the full knowledge of the truth. Here's the same verses from Concordant. For this is ideal and welcome in the sight of our Savior God, who wills that all mankind be saved and come into a realization of the truth. God wills all mankind to be saved and to come into a realization of the truth. I believe one day it will happen. And we will all give God glory for it. My name is James Flanders. Thank you for listening. Be blessed, my friend. Be blessed.